It's the first week of classes at Indiana University, which means a batch of fresh faces at the Jacobs School of Music. Just 6 months earlier, the freshman musicians were sweating one of the most important events in their young careers, their auditions for college music programs. The Jacobs School's College Audition Preparation Workshop is meant to take some of the mystery and stress out of auditioning. 46 students from 22 states, Canada, and Japan participated in CAP in this, its 13th year. Annie Corrigan spoke with the organizers, a student, and an alumnus as this year's workshop was coming to a close.
There's one room every music student visits at least once a week that gets his or her heart pounding.
Well, it's right down the hall. It's right in there.
So as we're walking up to it, what's your feeling in your body? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you anxious?
Oh, there's probably all three of those.
It's the room where they have private lessons. Joe Weber studies clarinet with Howard Klug.
You get a sense when you walk up to this door if you're actually prepared or not.
Weber credits some of the success he's experienced at the Jacobs School of Music with preparation he received in high school. He attended the College Audition Training Workshop, or CAP, a program run by Jacobs professors and alumni. It's a week-long event for high schoolers meant to give them a sneak peek at what it's like to be a college music student.
Kids are up at 6, breakfast at 7. I know, take a deep breath.
Liz Paffel is the assistant director. The students take lessons, attend master classes. There's also help with writing resumes and understanding financial aid.
And then, obviously, they're going to lunch, so they're getting the feel of the university. They're walking between the buildings. They can go in the music library. They can, you know, they can just experience what it's like to be on campus. And that's a big part of it.
We're more intent on potential, I think, than on a finished product.
Dee Stewart is the director of CAP and professor of trombone at the Jacobs School. The week culminates in a mock audition that's supposed to simulate the stress, expectations, and brevity of a college audition. Stewart explains that on a typical audition day for the Jacobs School, he can hear 25 trombonists, or a new hopeful, every 10 minutes.
So by the time a person walks in and introduces themselves and we do some paperwork and so forth, they might play for 5 minutes. And that's really a pivotal point in their life.
Joseph Kapler, 17 years old, Bethesda, Maryland.
By the old Moulmein Pagoda.
Joseph Kepler is one of this year's 46 cappers. 2013 is only the third year of the vocal program, but now over half of CAP's attendees are singers.
She thinks of me, for the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells they say.
One of the many things Kepler is taking away from CAP is his ability to absorb so much knowledge in so little time.
But I've just learned to be confident, to really express what's in the music, to tell a story, as I've heard so many times this week, tell a story with the music.
Not all cappers leave the program wanting to make a life in music, and organizers stress that that's okay. But for Joe Weber, CAP was like jumping in the deep end. It was scary, but he wanted the challenge.
I would say if you're not sure that you want to be a musician after CAP, then that's probably a good sign that maybe you should look for something else in your life, because if you're not excited to kind of go through those kind of struggles, then it's just not worth it. There's so many other things you could do with your life. But to me, it was completely worth it, because I just knew that was something that I was supposed to do with my life.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Find out more information about the College Audition Preparation Workshop on our website, wfiu.org/arts. And keep an eye on our community events calendar to see what's happening at the Jacobs School of Music. The first Philharmonic Orchestra concert takes place on Wednesday, September 11th, and the first opera of the year, The Marriage of Figaro, premieres on September 20th.